Morning. You have to excuse my voice again. I'm praying I get to go all the way through it. Anyways, the verse that I'm going to use is in Psalms. And it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that would offend you. And lead me along the path of everlasting life." Hallelujah. And I was studying this week through this. I had two different things I was going to speak on. But this is the one that I guess stayed with my heart. God is saying to each and every one of us this morning, we need to search. We need to search. Nobody else in here can do anything for any of you. You have to do it yourself. Searching requires looking in every place available to see what is there. Asking God to search your heart means that you are inviting Him to know everything that is in it. To know everything. Hallelujah. Vulnerability is hard, particularly when we are battling pride or when we want to hide a painful feeling or sin. Of course, God already knows. He knows everything about us. He knows your heart. So there's no point hiding from Him. But you invite Him in. You are acknowledging that you might need Him to show you things in your heart and mind that need His love and His guidance. And we all need to say, I'm just not saying it just for you. I'm saying it for myself also. Know that as you surrender to Him, His love will cover all wrong, and He will lead you in the everlasting way. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Help me to put aside my anxious thoughts and hurtful ways. I want to be led in your everlasting way. In John 3:36, it says, "And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never, never experience eternal life, but remains under God's judgment." Jesus says that who believes in Him will have eternal life. And He says it again, will have eternal life. Jesus is the true Son of God. Jesus sets before us the greatest choice in life. We are responsible for deciding today whom we will obey. And God wants us to choose Him and life. God's angry judgment refers to His final rejection of those who reject Him. To put off the choice means choosing not to follow Jesus. Indecision is a fatal decision. Oh, thank you, Lord. Search me, O God, and see if there's anything in me that needs to change. We all need a Savior. We all need to be born again. I know sometimes we become slack, thinking all things are all right. But also sometimes we need to check ourselves. Remember, for God so loved that He gave His life. This is the kind of God that we have. This is the kind of God that is love. He gave up to the cross, for that's what it took to redeem humanity. God sent not His Son into this world to condemn the world. It just means the object of Christ's mission was to save. But the issue is to those who reject. Him must and can only be condemnation, that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus Christ is the only salvation for this world. There is no other way. I know you'll hear all kinds of things because I have. You can do this, you can do that, but you can't. As well, He is salvation only through the cross. He who believes on Him is not condemned. Is not condemned to be eternally lost in the lake of fire forever and forever. We don't talk about that much, but it's true, there is a hell. And we all don't want to go there, that's for sure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But he who believes not is condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this refers to Christ and what he did at the cross in order to redeem humanity. Hallelujah. Salvation is never by works. I know you've got so many people that do certain things and they think, you know, if they come to church and they do this, they're okay. But it's not. It's not. It's good, okay, that you come here and do work. I mean, we like that, but it's not. That does not save you. Don't ever get into your mind, works save you, because it does not. We are saved by grace through faith, with the cross ever the object of that faith. And it is up to you and me to choose who we will serve. I can't tell you, I can't beg you, but I would say to you, it'd be good for you not to go the other way. It would be good for you to be born again. It would be good to you to search your heart, because we all need to search our heart, because none of us are perfect. None of us are spotless. None of us. So we need to search. And if you're in doubt about something that you may be doing, look it up in the Word. It's in the Word. Whatever it is, it's in the Word. You may not like the answers, but it's here. It's here. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you today, Lord. We lift up your name. Oh God, we thank you for who you are and what you're doing for each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for salvation. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Father God, that you're right here in our midst, your presence, Lord. Oh, mighty God, you said if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. God, help us, Lord, all to be obedient to you this morning. Lord, I pray, God, for those that are lost and undone. I pray, God, that you would talk to their spirit, and God, that they would come to you, Lord Jesus, knowing, God, that you're the only way. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you now more than ever. Oh God, some are hurting. Some are so confused. Some are doing things that they know they shouldn't be doing. But God, I ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and open up our minds, Lord, that our attitudes towards you and others would be good. We'd be following what you want us to do, Lord. God, I thank you. And I'll forever, forever give you all praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. We can settle for mediocrity. But that's not what God paid for. His Heavenly Father gave up His only begotten Son. That when He spoke the words, "It is finished," all of our needs, everything, He didn't let out one thing, but He gave His life that we might have it abundantly, and then even more and more abundantly. Settling for crumbs. You can be seated together. Thank you, worship team. Too often times, Christians today settle for less. They go home somewhat satisfied. But God wants to satisfy more and more, fill you up to overflowing today, to bless you, to give you everything that you have need of. We had the special treat. We went to Mansfield the other day and went to Long John Silver's. You know what that means. I went back up for 2 extra pieces of fish and told the girl, I said, can you please give me some crumbs? And she did. About that thick in that little boat. Almost there. But you know what? I don't know whether it was because of that or what. She says it's on the house. Hands me the to-go bag with the fish and the, I didn't realize she put that many crumbs in it, but sometimes it's good to have crumbs, but not in your walk with Jesus. What would Jesus do? That's always a good question. Life can deal us a bad hand, and some of you right now are going through some things that you would not have chosen for yourself, but God's got a plan. God's got an answer. God's got your hope and peace that we sang about because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. God will use anyone who is willing to only believe, expect the unexpected. But there's always been those that just sit back, lost, downtrodden, depressed. Today, I think they call it TDS. Some of you will get that a little bit later on. But I'm here to tell you that we don't have to be down. We don't have to be lost. We don't have to be depressed. Thank God Jesus gave his life that we might have a more abundant life on this earth. Amen? I'm never going to settle for little mediocrity when it comes to the kingdom and the kingdom work. Amen? God gave his best. We need to give our best. Amen? I'm not just your average type of guy. I know who I am. The other morning we woke up. I got up first and went out in the living room. I asked Karen, I said, well, did you hear me preaching last night or this morning? I was going to town. And I hadn't even got out of the prayer yet. Amen? When we think about it, we always go to a story that's found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 to 27 to start with. But we'll also read verse 28, so don't close your Bibles. It says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25, then she came and worshiped him. Lord, help me. So that's twice she pursued the Lord. What'd Sister Karen talk about today? Seeking him, searching him out, as well as him searching us out. Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." But you know what got a hold of Jesus? Was verse 28. It says, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." She didn't bring the little girl to him, but he healed her where she was at. All because of her faith. Amen? Listen how she admitted to eating crumbs, taking the leftovers of the children of God. But this time, she was desperate. And God answered. You see, it doesn't matter who you are. When you have faith, that moves his hands. That moves him to meet your needs. Thank you, Lord. To do what? The unexpected. She knew he could heal. Didn't know whether he would do it for her. From that hour on, no longer demon-possessed. The disciples in this story were saying, "Get rid of her. She's bugging me. She's bugging us. We have no time for her." But Jesus took the time. Amen. He'll take the time for you. You just keep praying. You just keep believing. You keep expecting. Don't settle for the crumbs, but settle for the Word of God. Stand on the promises, for they are yea and amen. Amen? Yea and amen. There's not a word in that Bible that's a lie. Jesus simply marveled at her faith and reached into the future, into the dispensation of the Gentiles, and pulled out a miracle for her. Bless her, Lord Jesus. But you know, bless us as we bless you, Lord. I'm telling you right now, there's a miracle waiting for someone that will believe, for someone who is tired of eating crumbs, someone that can reach past their pride and humbleness, humble themselves as a woman did. When you get desperate enough, you're going to cry out to the Lord. Aren't you tired of always coming to church saying, "One of those days I'm going to get my healing"? Sister Judy, I told Sister Karen when they walked in, I said, "Who's pulling who?" You couldn't tell if he was helping her or her helping him. But did you get blessed today, sister? Yes, ma'am, I did. I was waiting on you to go this way. Make a lap and then grab Brother Tim. Isaiah 53:5. Gives us our answer. By his stripes, you are healed. You are healed. Matthew 8, verse 8 and verse 10. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." Only speak a word. It only takes a word from Jesus. Because he paid the price for your healing. Amen. He cried out, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. But he was still there, knowing that Jesus could do it. Since the word was already been declared that by his stripes we are healed, we ought to expect it to happen. You ready for this statement? Determination will make you believe and not settle for the crumbs from the master's table. We need to belly up, as it said about a buffet. Belly up to the buffet table, because the bounty is full. What you have need of, God's already answered. Jesus wants to have this in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The devil tempted Jesus from the mountain and said, you see all this? It's yours. He says, no, it's already mine. It's already mine. I'm glad that Jesus is still alive and still able to do. Listen to this scripture. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, that's me. That's you. That's God's word speaking to you directly. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Take care of spirit man. God will take care of the natural man and whatever else comes our way. Amen. Determination will make you believe and not settle for crumbs. You see, it is God's will to heal you and to bless you. But are we willing to give of ourselves that we have to receive what he has for us? Turn with me to Psalm chapter 91. Maybe the next time we could turn to Dr. Jesus. Verse number 9 and 10 of Psalm 91. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Verse number 10. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we have power. He must be the inhabitor of our temple. He must be the one that fills us to overflowing. Amen? Why do we always settle for crumbs? Usually pride. You think you don't deserve it. And really you don't. But that's beside the point. That's not what the word says. He doesn't list all these things that you have to do. You know, you have to pray an hour a day for 14 days. Fast a couple days in between there. Go out and witness to 25 people. That wouldn't take much out of Walmart. to witness to 25 people. For you see, Jesus Christ is better than crumbs. The Holy Ghost is better than crumbs. Our relationship, how He fills us, how He moves upon us. When was the last time you consulted God about your situation? People will demand the doctor to give them something for pain, but we can't believe God for it. We're settling for crumbs when God wants to give us the kingdom. Think about that. Do you want the crumbs that fall off? Or do you want the kingdom? I'm going to ask you to stand with me. The key to Psalms 91, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, a refuge is a hiding place. We don't need a comfort doggy or chicken or duck or peacock or little horse. We've got our comfort in the Holy Ghost. Would you bow your heads with me? Settling for crumbs. When it comes to your relationship, go all in. Give Him anything and everything. What's a healing worth to you? What's a deliverance worth to you? Or even someone in your family? Because I don't care who it is, if they knew Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, they're a candidate for the kingdom. I said it earlier in a prayer. Open up the windows of heaven. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. That we have to keep saying, God, enough, enough. But God continues to give to empower us. Here today, while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you can allow the whatevers of life to overcome you. Or you can overcome the whatevers of life to receive your victory. I usually pray a couple different times that we don't walk back out of here the same way that we came in. Today I pray that you don't settle for crumbs. I think it's in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 or 3. We got time. Don't get excited. For God in His Word. Chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians. Verse 14. For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the wall of separation, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so to create in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And He came and preached peace to you who are far off, and to those who were near. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. What a great God we serve. But in at the end of the chapter 3, verse 20, now to Him who is able. Does not matter who He speaks to. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly. That means over and above. But then He throws in another word, abundantly. Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. According to the power that works within us. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Able to do exceedingly abundantly. Are you living in abundance today? Well, that's where God wants each and every one of us. I want some of you guys to get around Brother Joe and Brother Henry. Brother Richard, get in there. Two gentlemen that has a lot going on. By the stripes that Jesus Christ bore on His back, We come against the affliction for Brother Henry. We know, God, the carpal tunnel, his nerves being pinched. Father, you're able to anoint the surgeon. We know the chemo with the cancer will accomplish. What has been put in his body for. I know you can use doctors, but you're also able to perform a miracle. Touch him, I pray, in the name of Jesus this week. And also, Brother Joe, with the operation on his foot, toe. Might be a little thing to many of us that have no problems, but when it's in our bodies, we'll thank you for every prayer, every thought, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anoint the surgeon. Anoint the technicians. Anoint everyone that's involved. We come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior. We are healed through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Does anybody else need special prayer?